Welcome to episode 25. How does thought leadership help your PR profile?
Welcome to the PR Playbook podcast with Ranjini Joshua, the only podcast that teaches you how to strategically navigate the world of public relations and social media and grow a powerful brand.
Hello, and welcome to episode 25. Thought leadership is a buzzword that's been kind of floating around, but what does it really mean? Over the past 5 years, content creation has become more essential for PR programs. We've seen a shift from positioning brands just as like the product or the company to experts, and more people and brands are finding different ways to expose their expertise. Notwithstanding, some of the media outlets are asking and requesting for more and more expert content as news is not as relevant sometimes as some of the trending topics that are happening. So they really like to get opinions and commentary on the state of what's happening in different industries. So today I thought I would cover a quick primer on thought leadership to talk about what it is, when you should do it, and how to get started. So first, what is thought leadership? Thought leadership is coming from an individual. It can also come from an organization, but basically it's taking what you know best and putting it on paper, taking what you know about the industry, which makes you have to keep reading and learning as you go, and siphoning your thoughts and expertise into a hopefully well-written article in a publication of your choice. So the idea of thought leadership is really to establish the expertise mostly of your executives to show them, hey, these are the kinds of things that we do. These are the kinds of things that we've learned over the years. Come work with us. So it's just a different way of marketing that has really become sewn into the fabric of public relations programs over the past, I would say, 5 or so years as the media landscape has changed. So, you know, you go to the media and 5 years ago, it's more really driven by news and press releases and product announcements and things like that. Now you see a shift to talking about trends, about what's going to happen in the future, what's working, what's not, really giving expert advice to people. And I think that's just kind of a marketing strategy that has developed over time. And basically what I'm doing here with the podcast, to be completely transparent, that you're sharing your expertise with the world with the idea that if they like your, I guess, vibe, they'll come back and work with you in the future. And so that's what brands are doing as well. And like I said, it's really integrated into almost all the campaigns that we run at the Silver Telegram. So there are places where it doesn't work as well. We do have a company that we're working with right now. They have a product launch. And for that product launch, I mean, it's a hardware product. It's a hardware consumer tech product. And I can't name it because we're about to launch it. But that is going to focus on straight up reviews of the product and how well that product works. However, in the background, we have the executive, the CEO of the company, an expert in the types of things the product does and analyzes and the kinds of information that product puts out. So, you know, for example, if you own a speaker company, you can talk about how to choose the right speaker for your home. You could talk about what is Bluetooth versus Wi-Fi, like all the different features of your speaker and what's better and what's not. And the idea is that you're giving people advice on how to potentially use your brand versus other brands, but in a like non-threatening, non-salesy type of way. So that's kind of the essential and like the base of what thought leadership is. You are basically giving out your expertise as advice, and your expertise has to be well-suited, right? Like you have to have good advice. You can't just give people things that they already know. You have to give them something that's meaty and relevant and something that they would maybe even pay to know. But you're giving it out for free, or you're giving it out as contributed content in a relevant media publication. When should I do it? When should I do this thought leadership thing? Well, there is no time like the present. And don't worry, you're not late. You can't be late for thought leadership. Trends are changing all the time. Thought leadership can happen in lots of ways. It can happen on your website. It can happen in your marketing materials. It can happen in your blog. It can happen on Medium. It could happen on a vertical trade publication. It could happen in a business publication. I write for Forbes and I do a lot of thought leadership there. So these are different examples of, like, you know, where you should do the thought leadership, when you should do it should be all the time. It is an awesome passive selling and marketing technique. And not only that, it kind of helps you hone your skills too. You can't just write something without doing research. So it's a really great way for you to stay on top of what's happening, what's trending, and also be able to have a really active voice in the community. The more people hear you and see you and read what you're writing, the more they're going to recognize you when that whole sales process comes around. So just remember that. Keep that in mind, is that the whole goal is to stay visible and relevant and have something good to say. How do I start? Well, this is really easy. Start by writing the blog. Write a blog. If you're an executive of a company, write your own, pen your own column in your blog. So, you know, you might have a list or a slew of different editorial topics that you guys have already worked out for your blog, but you can maybe pen a monthly blog yourself. That could be your blog, and that's something that you write about. Maybe you write about the industry specifically. Maybe you write about what you're working on specifically. It could be any of those things. Medium is also a really great place to start a blog and really position yourself as experts. The writers on Medium are really good, and you'll be you'll be alongside a lot of amazing writers and a lot of amazing content, because I think there is quite a bit of journalists on Medium. There's a lot of organizations on Medium, and I think that's just a really great place to go. LinkedIn is also an excellent place to start establishing your expertise further. Not only is it an excellent place, but I'm sure a lot of your leads and things like that are living on LinkedIn. So start writing about the industry, responding to other things that you see. That is the way to get started in thought leadership. Now, if you do have bigger opinions, if you want to talk about trends, a really great time to talk about trends is as the year starts and as the year ends. And you'll see a bunch of articles pop up saying, like, you know, trends for 2021 in November. And I'm guessing that this year, trends for 2021 is going to be a huge topic in every vertical industry, because 2020 so far has been crazy. And that is me being selective with my words. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of people who are looking forward to saying, okay, there's basically 1.5, 2 years that we need to catch up on. What's going to happen in 2021? What are the predictions? That's a great way to get started. But in the meantime, start off soft, give yourself gentle deadlines. It is great. And I've done this. This is from personal experience. It's great to say that you're going to blog one time a week. But in reality, with the work that you have and with all the things that you have to do and maybe your family or your health or other obligations, one a month is probably a more feasible goal. Once every 2 weeks for people who have a little bit of lighter load and able to control their schedule. But this piece that you're writing can't just be a bunch of fluff. It has to be a thoughtful piece that you think will help move something forward. The idea is to move the industry forward. The idea is to move your industry forward, your company forward. So what are the messages that are going to do that and take that position? And you can brainstorm a list of ideas so that you don't have to worry about the topic. You got the topic down. You have, you know, a couple days. Maybe you can write it over a weekend and then, you know, edit it and progress it and do one a month. I would say start by doing one a month, seeing what you can do with it. Once you create the content, then you could say, oh, well, this would be great on our blog. Or, hey, we should submit this to an op-ed in a daily newspaper. Or, hey, we should submit this to a trade publication. Get it on paper first and then see what you want to do with it. And if you have questions on what you could potentially do with it, please feel free to email me. I can help you place an article. So if you do come up with a topic, I can also help you brainstorm. So feel free to contact us. So these are the three things. What is thought leadership? When should you do it? And how do you start? I think you should have those answers. And I think your next step is to brainstorm some ideas, 4 to 5 topics that you could work with that you can get excited about and really put some passion behind and start building yourself as a thought leader. LinkedIn would definitely be my number one spot to go, especially if you're networking a lot and things like that. So good luck. Visit our show notes to see a worksheet on how to build thought leadership content and topics that will help you make impact on your business, and how to brainstorm. We have a brainstorming sheet, I believe, in the show notes as well. You'll be able to download them there. As always, we appreciate show feedback and suggestions on topics. So you can email me at podcast@thesilvertelegram.com, or you can contact us through the website, www.thesilvertelegram.com. Or if you want to brainstorm, feel free to email me, Ronjini, R-O-N-J-I-N-I, @thesilvertelegram.com. Just in the subject line, put, you know, brainstorm on thought leadership, so I know in advance you listen to this podcast and you're ready to go. Thank you for listening, and simply have a great week.